How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Hey. Welcome into the House of L podcast. I'm Lawrence Holmes. Thanks so much for hanging out. We are sponsored by Remy Martin. Tonight might be a good night to have yourself a Remy. Like, whether you're doing it straight or whether you're going my favorite Remy and ginger beer, because, whoo, boy, was that a something that the Bears gave us. Let's get into it, because I'm not going to hold you long. This is not going to be... There's not a lot to break down here. There's really not. They were horrendous. What an embarrassing performance by the Bears in this game. I think that you go, all right, you say, is there anyone who played really well? Rome Odunze played well, and TJ Edwards tried. After that, I've got some questions. I've got a ton of questions about what happened inside of this game, how we got to this place where they were able to give you a performance like that. That is embarrassing. I think we all kind of felt the same way watching the first half of this game where you go, how is this possible? It leads to so many questions, man. So many questions. The thing that I keep coming back to, and I've thrown this into the group chat for the show, I think the Bears have a bad locker room. I think they've got guys that are good guys. I think they have a bad mix. And whatever that mix is, it allowed them to play like they play today. Winning on the road, winning in the NFL is hard. Winning on the road in the NFL is even harder. But when you're talking about playing a team that has been struggling mightily this entire season and has all sorts of injuries, that was the effort that you got from the Bears today. And it's appalling. Here's why I go back to some of this thing being a locker room issue for me, at least. Because this is what you asked for. You asked for there to be a change at head coach. You talked about how great the vibe is now, and you've got Thomas Brown, and Thomas Brown is very impressive. What were you doing? What effort does that show? What is that? Like, it leads to so many questions for me about how their locker room and their leadership, how they can explain that. How do you explain that? Because that right there, like that, I am so hesitant because I know how hard guys work and how difficult the game is. I'm so hesitant to bring up the word quit. But there was a hell of a lot of quit out there for the Bears in this game. From the moment the game started, you knew that they were not going to be in control of this game. And it's sad. That 49ers team, even with everything they've gone through this year, all the personal stuff, all the turmoil, you had a guy get shot. You had a guy's wife have one child that was stillborn and another child that was died after birth. You have all this stuff going on with the 49ers, including their injuries. And you have them give an incredible effort. Now, granted, the game overall matters to them quite a bit because they're still in the race to win their division. But this was supposed to be a new day for the Bears. This was supposed to be, okay, we asked for it. We asked for an opportunity. We wanted to fix this. We wanted a new day. We wanted a new coach. All of this stuff. And you got that effort? It really felt like a team that was just playing out the string. And I was hoping that no matter what happened, win or lose, I was hoping that what you would get was an effort. That you would see, okay, here's Thomas Brown. He's a former player. He's someone that can really relate to these guys. He's someone that's going to be able to push the right buttons to get the effort. We haven't even talked about the schematics of this. And the schematics, we need to discuss that too. Eric Washington had a horrible day at the office today. He didn't adjust at all. And they ate it up. Kyle Shanahan absolutely pantsed him today. Almost every call, especially in the first half, that they made was correct. They got the Bears on inside runs. They got the Bears on screens. If Brock Purdy had a better arm, they would have scored 60-yard touchdowns instead of guys having to wait up for the ball while they had blown by whatever blown coverage the Bears had.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com. VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
But that's the effort that you got. Like, if I'm Kevin Warren the entire second half, I got a list of things that I want to go over with Ryan Poles. Because all we heard about Poles and what it is that he's trying to do and character and culture and a strong locker room. Strong locker rooms don't give efforts like that. And if that's your idea of a strong locker room, then there's more questions that we have. Now, look, when it comes to the roster building, I think there are some questions there too. I was in another group chat with Dan and with Durkin, and we were talking about this too. The position groups that have gotten better for the Bears under Ryan Poles. I would say the DBs have gotten better. Obviously, with Caleb, you can make the argument that the quarterback room got better. And for this season, the wide receivers got better. Other than that, you got some problems. And the major problems are still up front. All of the things where I've been talking about this, and I feel like I've been on an island when it comes to Braxton Jones. And you saw today, speed rush, can't get with it. Put your quarterback in danger every time the quarterback drops back. And there is no answer from Thomas Brown. One of the things that I was scared of in naming Thomas Brown the head coach is that this is a double promotion. It's a double promotion. He was just getting his feet wet on being an offensive coordinator. And now he's the head coach. And I think at least in the first half, you saw his play calling suffer. You saw them not be able to take advantage of a team that's not been good this year. They've just been kind of okay. And you saw them not be able to take advantage of that. There was no rhythm. People have adjusted to what it is that the Bears want to do in the quick game. And you saw the 49ers take advantage of that. But all of that, like, whether we're talking about Eric Washington or whether we're talking about Thomas Brown or how Kyle Shanahan had something for both of those guys in this game, forget all of it. This was a game where your players didn't seem like they wanted to be there. And it sucks. But that's what it felt like watching them. It felt like we were all excited about it. Hey, here's a new coach. Here's his opportunity. And that's what you gave him? That was your present to Thomas Brown. Here's your welcome to the NFL moment as a head coach. Your team quitting on you in the first quarter. Look at some of those touchdowns. Look at some of those plays. Look at who was trying. If you just go back, like, this should be everyone's mission this week. Maybe I'll even do a pod on it after I go watch it again. You know how they count loaves? You count the loaves. You, the fan, count the loaves in this game. Because it's all over the place. Bread trucks all over the place with the Bears in this one. Guys running behind, 20 yards behind the ball carrier. Guys just being blown by receivers. And they had no answers. None. If you want to squint and turn your head sideways and say, well, in the second half, the offense was a little bit better. Maybe it shows that they can make adjustments. At that point, we're all just looking for something that's not here. This team this season, when given opportunities to get over the hump, they have shown a lack of heart. I'm not saying they haven't shown heart, too. They have in games where they've come back, but they haven't gotten over the hump. And we are led to believe that that is the coach's fault, the head coach's fault. And what I'm telling you is that an effort like today puts the players squarely in the sights of, this is on you, fam. They've given you everything that you wanted. Here's your opportunity, and you blew it. And you blew it in an embarrassing way. It's just awful. There's nothing else to say. Like, truly. Like, this was an opportunity for them to prove ownership, the president, the general manager, right. And they did everything they could to prove them wrong. They did everything they could to be like, man, they shouldn't listen to us at all. They played so badly that if I'm Ryan Poles, I'm like, ooh, I got a bad group here. Because they couldn't get it up for a new coach. And that's a damn shame. I've had enough. You probably have too. Shout out to Remy Martin. Thank them for their support. It's always good. Have a Remy tonight. For real, for real. Because that was horrible. And there's nothing anyone in that locker room can say that's going to make me feel good about it. Be well. I'll talk to you soon. Peace.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday. Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. And now I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.